Now let's continue on. The reason we have the proving of our faith is this, verse 7, okay, may be found under the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, not having seen, you love, in whom, though at the present time you do not see him, you believe and rejoice with unspeakable joy and filled with glory. Now that's why he's given us the Holy Spirit, and that's why we have the Word of God. And always look at it this way. Someone might say, well, I'll believe God if he come down here and talk to me. He already did. And it was so great that he had it written down. So you would know what he has said at any time you desire. Now that's quite a thing, isn't it? See? That's why we have the Bible. All right? Now, verse 9. And receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, concerning which salvation? Now understand this. Think of this. We don't know how close we are to the end, but we're sure a whole lot closer than at any other time in history, wouldn't you say? Yes, indeed. Okay. Think of all the blessings that God has given us so we can know him through his word, through recording audio and video, through the internet. You talk about a witness to all nations. That's fantastic, isn't it? Huh? Yes, indeed. Okay. Concerning which salvation the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you have diligently searched out and intently inquired, searching into what way and what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, was indicating, testifying beforehand of the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. They didn't understand it. Okay. You go to Isaiah 9. And the Jews, since they reject the New Testament, don't understand it. It says, for unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. Okay? And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. How can a man become God? Well, if you don't have the New Testament, you will never know. Right? Yes, indeed. That's why you need the whole Bible, all right? So to this day, they don't know. To whom it was revealed that not for themselves, but to us, they were ministering these things, which now have been announced to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, into which angels desire, which things they desire to look into. Now that's an amazing thing, isn't it, huh? See? For this reason, now, because of all of this, we have a responsibility. God made us in such a way that, and giving us independent free moral agency, that we have to choose, we have to think, we have to exercise the Word of God in our lives with the Spirit of God. We have to know right from wrong, good from evil, understand the Word of God, all of that. In one huge package, okay? Be prepared in your minds, be self-controlled, be fully hoping in the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, currently, the extra study you are doing is grace of God in the Bible, grace of God, commandment keeping, and grace upon grace. Well, the final grace is going to be what? The resurrection. That going to be something? As obedient children, not rebellious like the world, see, do not conform yourselves to the former lust as you did in your ignorance. See, you need the Word of God to teach you, to correct you, Spirit of God to lead you and guide you, you see. But according as he who has called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your conduct. For it is written, you be holy because I am holy. That's amazing, isn't it? That's why with the book, respect us the Son of God, why were you born? We will be the literal sons and daughters of God the Father. That's an amazing thought, isn't it? Huh? So this is why we need the Sabbath every week. See, because we're to grow, we're to develop, we're to have the mind of Christ. All of these things take time, and that's what God has given us. And if you call upon the Father who judges according to every man's work, without respect of persons, pass the time of your life's journey into fear of God, knowing that you were not redeemed by corruptible things, by silver or gold, or from your futile way of living inherited by tradition from your forefathers. Okay? Remember this, a simple thing. All traditions of all religions take away from the Word of God. Very few conform to the Word of God. And they're generally the ideas of men. Now, one other thing, little sidebar on this. Today there are increasing number of Messianic Jews, okay? And Messianic Jews go to Romans, the 3rd chapter, and say, what advantage, reading Paul, does the Jew have much in every way because to them were committed the oracles of God? That was only good until the New Testament was finished. Today, they have no advantage. And just like the Catholics, they're so overloaded with tradition that it's impossible to really find the truth of God. See? Now, most devout Jewish women shave their heads and wear a wig. When Paul wrote, now I know why he wrote it, that long hair is given to a woman for her glory. And to be shaven or shorn is a shame. And then he also said, when a man prays, he's not to have his head covered, but the Jews put a covering on their head. Yet they think they're serving God. See? And yet people believe that they're right. This is why God sent his word, and you must have the whole thing, the Old and the New Testament, together. Okay? Verse 19, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who truly was foreknown before the foundation of the world, like it says there in Revelation 13:8, but was manifest in these last times for your sakes, for you who through him do believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in God. That's why the true government of God, and by the way, we've improved the booklet that we had, is the ministry, God's Government, which Harry and Cindy did years ago, and then we added to it the article by J.H. Allen, who wrote Joseph Birthright, Judah's Scepter, okay, about the Nicolaitans and the hierarchy and things like this, see. Put it together. Now we've got a complete booklet on the truth concerning the hierarchy, and Harry Curley did a couple of photos, not photos, but diagrams showing hierarchies from the top down and God's governments from the bottom up. Everyone who serves is beneath all of those he's serving, not over. So we need to understand that. That our faith and hope might be in God. We're all to believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and all of that. Okay? Having purified your lives unto obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned brotherly love through the Spirit, and this is what is covered in 1 John, to love one another. And God has given us a challenge, because today we come from so many different backgrounds and different areas and things like this. It's not like we're all related genetically or whatever. We're all different. And we have to learn to love one another as Christ has loved us. See, that's quite a great thing. And the more we do that, the more we will understand the Word of God. All right? Okay. Verse 23, for you have been begotten again, not from corruptible seed, but from the incorruptible seed by the living word of God, which remains forever. For all flesh is like grass, and all the glory of man is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower, and its flower has blown away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the message that was preached to you through the gospel. Amazing. Okay? That's what God wants for us, you see. Now then, let's look at a couple of other things here concerning some of the things that we will be tested concerning. Since we're in 1 Peter, let's come to chapter 5. Chapter 5. Now we know in the end times, Revelation tells us that Satan is going to be angry at the people of God. Okay? As long as we have peace, and as long as we can really study the Word of God and grow in grace and knowledge, we need to really be busy doing that every single day, because the time will come. Look at what's happening with these terrorist things. Look at the Middle East. It's totally on fire. Fighting, killing, warring, hatefulness. And who do they hate more than anything else? America. And what's in America? The only place left on earth where the gospel can be preached to the world. Think of that. It's not coming out of England. It's not coming out of France. Maybe there's a little smidgen out of Holland. Okay? It's not coming out of China. It's not coming out of South America. And so we need God's protection and help. Okay? Now, we are going to have difficulties come along and try and test us. See? And God is going to call people out of this world that have had terrible problems with Satan and demons. Remember, Mary Magdalene had 7 demons cast out of her. See? All right. How do we handle that? Let's read it here, 1 Peter 5 and verse 6. Be humbled, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. That's why you need to pray every day, need to study every day, need to understand that through him you live and move and have your being. Cast your cares upon him. We all have difficulties and problems that come upon us. Cast it upon him. Didn't Jesus say that his burden was light? Yes, he did. Here, come back here to Matthew 11. Just hold your place in 1 Peter 5. Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 25. This is quite a thing. See, this is why we have the Sabbath day. So when we study the Word of God, we learn, we reinforce, we verify, we're inspired, we're uplifted with the Word of God. See, because it's a spiritual thing. And remember, Jesus said what concerning the words that he spoke? The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Which means when we come together on the Sabbath or you keep the Sabbath at home, doesn't make any difference. God's Spirit is there with you. God's Spirit is in you. You study his word and we're able to send out the messages every week. And we have so many online now that you could spend all the day portion of the Sabbath watching church at home or watching CBCG dot video. Okay? Now, here's Jesus' prayer. Verse 25, Matthew 11. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to babes. Hopefully, growing in grace and knowledge and understanding and developing in the way that God wants us. Yes, Father, for it was well-pleasing in your sight to do this. Now notice verse 27. This is quite a verse. Think how special you are to God to fit into this verse. All things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Neither does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son personally chooses to reveal him. Now think on that. God the Father himself, that's the whole purpose of grace upon grace. You have direct relationship with God the Father in heaven above, see? And God has performed a miracle in each one of our lives by revealing the Father. That is astounding, okay? So he says, come to me. That's why we have Sabbath services. All you who labor and are overly burdened, and if you get all emotionally wrapped up in your problems and difficulties, instead of casting them upon Christ and on the Father, you'll never get them solved. See? That's why we have the Sabbath. Here comes the Sabbath. Whoop! Everything stops. We fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ and with each other when we get together. Study his word. Pray to God. Amazing thing. That's the greatest thing, brethren. What you're doing on the Sabbath is a spiritual work, which is greater than any work you can do during the week. Not that you shouldn't study and pray every day, okay? So he says, come to me, all you who labor and are overly burdened, and I will give you rest, okay? Comfort, help, intervention, understanding, all of those things come, see? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's why our whole lives is a process of learning. Listen, brethren, I am still learning things from the Bible, okay? Because it's the Word of God from the mind of God, which has spirit and truth behind it, and there are layers and layers and layers of meaning to much of the Bible that applies in so many different ways, see? Okay? I will give you peace and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Quite an amazing thing, isn't it, huh? So this is what we need to do, living in the world that we are in. You know, we're assaulted from every side with so many things. Now back to 1 Peter, the first chapter. Okay, casting all your cares upon him, verse 7, because he cares for you. He has called you, he has given you his spirit, he loves you, he wants you in his kingdom, he wants all the brethren that you know in the kingdom, all the brethren you don't know, and we don't know how many there are on the earth. You know, you think about everything that God has created on the earth, that's hard to do. Every once in a while, I look at the globe that we have down at the meeting room there in Hollister, and I look down where there's a little speck where Hollister's supposed to be, and it's so small you won't see it on the globe. But then you look at the globe, and here's all the landmass. Then all the oceans. God has made everything that's in them. Everything. That's amazing. Down to the smallest microscopic little thing. And he loves you and has called you and wants you in his kingdom. See? Now, Satan doesn't want that. So there are going to be times when we will have trials that will be initiated by him. Okay, so let's read it. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is prowling about as a roaring lion seeking anyone he may devour. Now remember that next time you watch Nat Geo. And the lions are chasing to get some food. Okay? Who do they always get? The weak. That's why we're to be strong. Strong in the Lord, see? Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. Now, how do you handle that? Some people have been confronted with visions. Some people have been confronted with demons. Some have even been demon-possessed. When the demons are cast out and they receive the Spirit of God, how do you fight against that if it starts to occur again? You rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ, and whatever it is must absolutely go. See? It's the power of Christ. And living in this world, power of Satan's everywhere, huh? All right. Resist in the faith, okay? Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are being fulfilled among your brethren who are in the world. And at that time, there was a growing persecution against Christians. And it's going to come again. Now, hold your place here. Come back to Revelation 17. Let's read there again. What are they doing in the Middle East to those who are professed Christians, but don't have the Word of God, but have traditions of men, have idols, but yet they believe in the name of Jesus? Okay? They'll be remembered by God, and they will be in the second resurrection. But notice this. Okay? Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Two categories of those who die. The saints are those who have the Spirit of God, and the martyrs of Jesus are those who die for the name of Jesus, and that's about all that they knew. See? And in the Middle East, they've been killed, crucified, beheaded, burned, drowned. What do you think is going to happen here in America when it really hits? It's going to be awful, okay? That's why we need to be strong in the Lord, okay? So there are two categories of martyrs. At that time, let's come back to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, because you will see in the book of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, James, and but more particularly 1 and 2 Peter, talking about the persecution that was coming and that they were experiencing, see? But this is also prophetic for our times as well, okay? Verse 8 again, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is prowling about as a roaring lion, seeking anyone he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are being fulfilled among your brethren who are in the world. Now may the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, perfect you, establish, strengthen, and settle you. That's how we got our lives oriented back to God, see? So whatever the difficulties that come along, cast them upon Christ. Take them to him. Only he can work it out. Only he can change other people's minds. Only he can open doors and close doors, right? Yes, indeed. To him be the glory and the power into the ages of eternity. Amen. Okay. Now then, read the whole book of 1 Peter. Do that as a study project for this coming week. See how many of these scriptures apply to us today. And it's really quite an amazing thing when you do that, right? And realize your hope, your calling, why you're here, why you have the Word of God, and take full advantage of it in every way that you can. So I'm glad to be here today and look forward to coming down again. And I'm going to be off to Simi Valley now. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.